Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday night gave an interview to Sean Hannity on Fox News following the agreement that was reached between Israel and Hamas on a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the hostages. During the interview, Trump indicated that the hostages will likely be released on Monday. So much is happening to get the hostages freed, and we think they'll all be coming back on Monday. So it looks like that's the thing that'll include the bodies of the dead, he stated. Trump noted that the whole world came together in order to reach this deal, adding so many countries that you wouldn't even have thought of. They came together. The world has come together around this deal. Absolutely overwhelmed. I feel overwhelmed. And if I feel overwhelmed, can you imagine? Can you imagine what the families of the hostages feel? Can you imagine what their friends feel, what the community is feeling? And can you imagine what people who were hostages are feeling this morning? Aviva Siegel is one such person. Aviva, good morning. News just broke that Israel, she's not on yet. We'll be speaking to Aviva in a short while, but before we do that, we are speaking to Efrat Machikawa. She is niece of Gadi Moses, who is held captive. Efrat, we've spoken to you before. Give me your reaction to this news this morning.
The best morning where I can really, really greet you with a good morning. It feels so good to just say good morning.
Wow.
It's like something that we haven't, an expression we hardly could use every morning. And now it is a good morning. And our WhatsApp groups and telephone is working nonstop, and everybody's meeting. And we are just so exhausted, yet so happy. And really, it's overwhelming to the point where you hardly find the words. We're very, very excited. We hope that this start will only be the first step. We have to remember that there are many steps to follow. I have to say I'm a bit worried of, you know, they said it's 20. We don't know exactly who are the 20. We know we are going. We're very happy, but we're still restrained in a way because of two things. One is that we do not know the condition of who's coming back, and we don't know who is that 20 for sure. There are two that we are kind of have question marks. So who are they, and what will be about all the deceased? We know they need some time to find all of them. So it's a great joy, but still it is with lots of question marks. And second, you know, there is so much time till Monday, and so many things can happen.
Absolutely, I was thinking that.
And I remember when Gadi came back,
yes,
we just wanted to hold him and then know he's here. And I'm sure that's what's with all the families right now. We happy, but still we want to know their home. We want to have them here. So then the joy will be complete and the wound will start to heal. I mean, it's a joy combined with so much sorrow and grief. But still, very, very happy.
Absolutely. And please God, there will be lots and lots. Just healing for everybody.
Yes.
Efrat, thank you for sharing that, your immediate reaction with us. It is 6:26. So joining us is Aviva Siegel. Aviva, we've spoken on a number of occasions, once when you soon came out, once when Keith came out, and now, please God, It seems as though the others are coming out. What are you feeling this morning? Can you even put it into words?
You know, I just want to say, if everybody's hearing me.
Yes.
Good morning, South Africa. It's a historic day. Our hostages are coming home. The good is winning. The evil we should put aside because we need them back home to come back to the families. I'm exploding with joy. I can't stop crying. I'm just so happy for all the families. And it's a very, very, very important day today. We need them home. Gali and Zivi from my community, from Kibbutz Kfar Aza, two twins were taken from the same family, are coming home to their mom. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
It's just, you know, there's so many things. There's so many aspects of it to focus on. But I actually feel we shouldn't. We should just focus on the gratitude and the joy that will please God follow this announcement. And that is that people can start to heal.
Sure. Keith and I haven't started healing yet. And it's going to happen. We're going to be able to smile differently. We'll be able to breathe differently. We'll be able to be happy, happy for ourselves, happy for them. And it's just overwhelming. I'm the happiest. And I want to see them here standing in Israel. As soon as possible.
Absolutely. Your message to Donald Trump?
My message to Donald Trump and to Witkoff, you're amazing. You are amazing. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I've been waiting and waiting days and nights, and it's happening because of you. Thank you. Thank you so much
Aviva,
for bringing back the joy, bringing back the smile.
It's just the most... Yeah, incredible, incredible feeling that, I mean, I'm getting messages from listeners. It's, you know, and I'm meant to be very, you know, I'm when you're on radio and you're managing this, I need to bring people the facts, not the emotions. But I'm sitting here with tears and it's just a very, very emotional, emotive, and the gratitude that I think that all of us around the world feel. Having shared the pain and just the symbolism of them, please God, being home for Simchat Torah, like that to me is just such a sign that there should that healing can begin.
It's amazing, amazing. Should they have many, many holidays to hug the families, to be with their families, to enjoy, and to be here, to be home. Everybody needs to be at home. Everybody.
Aviva Siegel, I'm going to let you go. But we want to thank you. We want to send you as much love as possible. You have a very real connection with the South African community, not just because of your roots, but because you've spoken to us. You've kept us very, very connected to the hostage families, to the emotions, to whatever your community, specifically your community, is dealing with. And as I said, please God, healing can begin, and there will just be a little bit more sunshine in our world.